Hello everyone, it is your girl Kristen and I'm back again for another podcast episode of Sing It With Me, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. So you know I get very transparent here, and from season one, and if you haven't watched season one, I tell all type of stories. You know, I tell my whole business, I put it out there for everyone to know. And in season one, we spoke a lot about the culture and just having very difficult conversations. So I promise you guys, if you haven't listened to any of our episodes in season one, it's really good to take a listen, because we talk about everything. I mean, we've spoken about everything. We've spoken about pedophilia, we've spoken about fornication, and it's just really good for us to start to open up these conversations from a real Bible-based perspective, just about real life problems, especially that our youth may be having, okay? But in season two, because you know I don't control anything when it comes to this, if the Holy Spirit says jump, we say how high, you know. But in season two, the tone has shifted a bit, and we're really mainly talking a lot about the Great Commission. And if you're a believer, you would have definitely heard about the term the Great Commission. And if you haven't heard it officially, be sure to listen to our previous episodes in season two, because then you get a better understanding about what we're talking about. But if you ain't got time for that, what that would just basically mean is that I'm going to keep you abreast. So basically, the Holy Spirit has me in a vein where he's really and truly just empowering us, his remnants, who happen. And I don't believe there's any coincidence that you pressed Jesus Freak podcast. There must be some prompting or tugging or pulling in your spirit that pulled you here. And I don't create when I have time. I don't create when I think it's cool to do. I only create when I literally hear the Holy Spirit says, I want you to do a podcast. So I'm sorry I can't sit here and say every Tuesdays and Thursdays I'm going to come before you, because I mean, I get the release to say Tuesdays and Thursdays. However, this word that I'm giving you today, I got it actually on the 21st of June, but it's only today I'm there minding my business, washing my wares. I just made a really lovely meal with some pasta and mincemeat with some kidney beans. It tastes really yummy, guys. And you know, I heard the Holy Spirit say, I don't want you to prepare for bed, I want you to prepare to do the podcast. And so here we are. And as I told you guys in our last episode, The Promise, I really and truly went through a horrible period where I really and truly do believe there's a spiritual side attached to it, because some of the things, if I begin to really go down in depth as to what was happening in my life in every aspect, it would actually sound like I'm saying it for pity, or I'm probably exaggerating, but that's literally what was happening in my life. Either way, regardless of how troublesome a period in your life may be, we still have to worship and praise God. And so God gave me a release today to bring this word that really blessed my heart when I was going through, or I'm still going through, a sort of recovery phase, but I'm much better now thanks to the grace of God. And nothing is wrong with doing counseling, nothing is wrong with a psychologist, but I can tell you, had it not been for the grace of God, I wouldn't be here today being able to use his word to show you how God has granted me the strength. He has given me the lifeline. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's the word, to be able to pull me up from the deep, dark pit. And so I'm going to take from a book that we don't normally study in this capacity, except when we're talking about one thing. But God revealed, the Holy Spirit revealed to me such a pivotal principle that we can use as his remnants, because as his remnants, we have to accept something. We are in a season of warfare, and with that warfare comes spiritual warfare based attacks. And with that acceptance of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, with you walking with that Holy Ghost fire, it will attract certain things on your life that will not necessarily be pleasant. And this morning God brought me to Matthew 13, and he was talking the parables about the seed sown, and it really blessed me. And you should take some time to read it through, because Jesus plainly broke down what each part of his parable meant. If you are someone, you just prefer when someone just speak plainly. And what it reminded me of in the end times, there are many of us that God are looking for his remnants. He are requiring us to be the type of seeds, the type of fields that he can grow into, sow into. And don't matter what circumstance comes our way, a death of a close loved ones, loss of everything you have acquired, illness, it doesn't matter what it might be. It might be something extremely unpleasant. He still wants us to thank and praise him. And let me tell you something, I'm going to be very transparent and say that is much easier said than done. It is not easy when you're standing in front of a coffin crying and saying, "Hallelujah, Jesus Christ." But can I tell you, that level of praise and that level of thanksgiving confuses the enemy camp, and it builds your spirit and opens you to new realms of praise, new realms of access to God, because you have denied your flesh and you have entered into new realms of thanksgiving with God. And that's where God needs to take us, because trials and tribulations are going to intensify. If you turn on, and you know, last episode I spoke about it. Today I had my television on BBC, and I'm telling you guys, this thing is getting very serious. If we are taking stock of what's happening with larger governmental institutions, we do know that there's something brewing in the atmosphere. God even gave me a dream a couple nights ago, and I do believe he's going to tell me when it's right to release it. But I am telling you, by the power and the authority given to me through Jesus Christ, saints, believers, remnants, whatever you want to call yourself, once you belong to the kingdom of Christ, this is not time for us to be lackadaisical. That's a Trinidad and Tobago word, meaning drag your feet, sleep, Netflix and binge. No, nothing is wrong with it, but it is really time for us to press in. It's really time for us to sharpen our discernment. It's really time for us to go deeper. So I want you to turn to me with to 2 Jonah, Verses 7, okay? And it says, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer," you what? "My prayer went up to you into your holy temple." So your prayer has the power to ascend, even though Jonah is in the fish of the belly, the fish of the stinking belly, that nasty place, that place where it's literally death is what is waiting on him. He was able to pray, and his prayer went up into the holy of holies. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. All those people who are practicing all their new age practices and worshiping idols and God that has nothing to do with the kingdom of Christ, they are forsaking their own mercy. "But I will sacrifice to you with a voice of thanksgiving." You will what? Sacrifice. To who? You. "With the voice of thanksgiving, I will pay what I have vowed." Salvation is of the Lord. And if we go down to Jonah 3 verses 2, we see that the Lord said directly to Jonah, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh. And then we come down to verse 4, and it says, "And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk." All right. "Then he cried out and said," he had 40 days, "and Nineveh shall be overthrown." Now, we've all heard this story about Jonah in the Jonah inside of the fish. We've heard the story from Sunday school days. If you're one of the persons who have been privileged to grow up in a home where Christ was, you know, the lessons of Christ was taught. But whenever we have to deal with talking about hardships and praising God nonetheless, we as Christians tend to pull to the book of either Samuel, where we're looking at David, or we pull to the book of Jonah. But don't underestimate the book of Jonah, because there's a principle in there that we are finding in Jonah 2 verses 9. It says, "But I will sacrifice to you." Many times we are going through situations that it reeks of our flesh. It stinks up just like the belly of the whale. Our sin engulfs us. We've done all manner of sort of things that we've promised ourselves that we'll never do. But we're sitting in our in our funk. We're sitting in our mess. We're sitting in death, literal, physical, and spiritual death. And yet we have the audacity, when everything around us is off, to raise our hands to the heaven doors and give praise and glory and thanksgiving to God. You know why we do that? Because we remember that we will pay what we have vowed. And what have we vowed? The fact that you consider yourself a remnant, the fact that you understand, the fact that this niche podcast belongs to you means that you know what you have vowed. And we have vowed to take up the mandate of advancing God's kingdom. And God's kingdom in Matthew 25 reminds us to go out, just like he told Jonah. He told him to go out to that powerful city of Nineveh and to tell people to repent and to turn from their wicked ways. Now, in the book of Jonah, we see that they did. And, you know, read it ready for the book, because Jonah is a whole character and a half. But the reality is, in Nahum, we see that eventually Nineveh was destroyed, because the people really and truly, their trust was in different gods. It really wasn't in God. It wasn't, even though they repented truly at that time, they didn't maintain that level of repentance. So God eventually struck down what was once a very powerful, powerful city. And God is going to do that again in this earthly realm. And I'm not saying that casually. I'm saying that prophetically by the power of the Holy Spirit. There are many powerful nations that will be struck down if we simply do not repent and turn from our wicked ways and cry out to God. It is not easy in this day and age when, you know, the system has made so many conveniences readily available to us to trust in the system versus man. But if we sacrifice and say, you know what, I put my trust not in man, but I put my trust in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, even if the whole world is going one way, but you sacrifice going the worldly way to follow the narrow way of Jesus Christ, that sacrifice will be rewarded. And we have a mandate, just as we are fulfilling God's great commission to go out and tell others, whether it be just your family, whether it be a neighbor, whether it be preaching to millions, whether it may be writing books, whether it may be a word of encouragement to someone, whether it may be intercessory prayer, whether it may be being a prophetic scribe or prophetic writer. At the end of the day, whatever it is that we are doing to advance God's kingdom in this season, it is pivotal that we understand that when trials and tribulations come our way, do not forget what Jonah did. Jonah offered up a sacrifice of praise. He offered up a sacrifice of praise and prayer. And even in the midst of the funk, even in the valley, in the pits of that fish's belly, that prayer rose up to the heaven of heavenlies. So imagine if we are simply on earth, and we are praying to God from in a spirit and truth from our heart. Imagine how much more glorious it is for him to hear us in those situations. But even if we are not in that situation, even if we are in a situation where everything is wrong, and we feel like if we are not deserving to speak to God, and we feel like we're not in the mood to talk to God, because why would God allow these things to happen in the first place? If we put our flesh aside and worship him simply because he is God, I promise you, remnants, that God is going to take us deeper. All right. I cannot promise you that we wouldn't have trials and tribulations. I cannot promise you that it wouldn't cost you to follow Christ fully. I cannot promise you these things. But I promise you, because God has done it for me, that if we bring prayer and sacrifice of praise unto God, he would heal, he will restore, and he will take us to higher ground. Now, as I wrap up, I just want us to remember that even though Jonah was hiding in a fish's belly and he knew that death was coming to consume him, but he raised up a prayer, a standard of prayer. It rose like vapor to heaven, And he decided to put a sacrifice of praise because he remembered what he vowed to God. He remembered that he told God he will go out and preach to the nations. When that fish spit him out into his area or his territory where God sent him, which was a very powerful city of Nineveh, I want you to see in verses 4 that Jonah began to enter the city on the first day walk. On that first day, he went out and he told the message. What is the message that God has placed in your heart? What is the assignment that God has placed in you? Are you hiding in your fish's belly? What is your fish's belly? Is it the comfort of your job? Is it the comfort of your bank account? Is it having your tribe of friends? Is it your lovely home? Is it your brand new car? Is it, it could be sometimes as simple as a hobby that you enjoy that it consumes so much that you have no time to push the agenda and design the assignment that God birthed in you. And if you have been like Jonah, hiding in a fish's belly, but you continue feeling that tugging and that unction, I dare you today to just give a sacrifice of praise, even when you feel as if you don't want to do it, or even if you feel like, God, you know, I don't really need you to do this, or I need you to do more and you have disappointed me. Give him that sacrifice of prayer and praise and ask him, what is my assignment, God? Make my assignment clear. I guarantee you that any assignment that God gives you will be always linked to the advancement of his kingdom. Do you know why one of the reasons so many of us are unhappy? Because we're not sure what our earthly assignment is. And notice that if you can have a job where your assignments provide for your family, but that is not your God-given assignment, it doesn't mean that you don't do it. It simply means, do understand that each of us as believers have God-given assignments, and we must be clear what that is, so we are not going in the kingdom trying 1,000 different things that God has given us no authority or mantle or anointing to operate under, and frustrating other people and still missing the mark. So come to God in prayer, remnants. Ask God, what is your assignment? And when he reveals that to you through your sacrifice of praise and prayer, I dare you, just like Jonah, to enter into the city, to enter into your assignment on the first day, running. So have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful night, everyone. It's always a pleasure. I decree and declare that this word will not fall on stony ground. I decree and declare that this word will not fall on shallow ground. I decree and declare that this word will fall on good ground. It shall grow root, it shall take seed, and it shall give encouragement to God's believers to be able to withstand. Yes, Holy Spirit, to be able to withstand the trials and the tribulations in this life. The Holy Spirit is asking me right now, because a lot of times I speak to remnants, but right now the Holy Spirit is telling me there are unbelievers listening, and it's very important that you give them the opportunity to accept God as your personal Lord and Savior. So before you click off, if you know this is for you, right wherever you are, you may be on a train, on a bus, in your home, you may be cooking dinner, whatever it is, for some reason, you don't really believe in God totally, but for some reason you've pressed this podcast, you're just curious. It's not just curious, the Holy Spirit is leading you. I am asking you to repent, and to repent means to turn away from your sin. Ask God to reveal who he is in your life. And I am telling you, accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. Ask him to use you as a vessel to advance his kingdom. And I promise you, you will have the best life you have ever experienced. And when I say that, I don't mean you wouldn't have had problems. Oh, you're going to have probably harder problems. I can promise you that. But the grace and the anointing of God on your life will not only pour onto you, but it will pour onto your children and your children's children. One of the best legacy that you can leave for your children is accepting God as your personal Lord and Savior. So bow your your heads, everyone. Holy Spirit, we pray, oh God, that souls will be hearing this today. And Holy Spirit, you are going to light a fire in their bones, light a fire in their belly, that just like Jonah, oh God, they will be transformed after hearing this word, and they would be spit out into their assignment to push and advance your kingdom in no other name but the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We love you, Lord.